T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Clint Sterner's Football at 4.
When Deshaun Watson asked out of Houston several months ago, there were three teams that stuck out. We didn't know if it was going to happen or not, but we all gathered our thoughts and said, okay, look, if Deshaun Watson wants out, it's going to take multiple first-round picks, and the Dolphins have two, the Jacksonville Jaguars have two, and the New York Jets had two, right? Since then, obviously, Deshaun's got in trouble. The draft has come and gone, so we fast forward to next year, and you got to ask yourself, what teams fit that bill? I know last year when we had these conversations, show, one big talking point was, man, there's probably not going to be teams moving forward in the draft, multiple teams that have the kind of draft capital that it's going to take to get Deshaun Watson. Well, boy, were we wrong. Were we ever wrong? The draft is over, and show, there are two teams that are leaders in the clubhouse for Deshaun Watson if and when he becomes available for the Texans to trade. Now, I know it's a lot. They got to settle several lawsuits. The NFL has to issue all their discipline. The Texans have to decide how they want to handle it moving forward. Deshaun Watson has to decide how he wants to handle moving forward. But if we look into next year, right? If we rub the crystal ball and we look into next year and what's possible, there are two teams that are going to be in position. Not going to be. They are in great position right now to make a play with multiple first-round draft picks for Deshaun Watson. And it starts with the Philadelphia Eagles. The Philadelphia Eagles have two first-round picks right now next year with the possibility, not possibility, probably going to add a third with the conditional pick that they got from the Indianapolis Colts in the Carson Wentz trade. Show, I love the Philly possibility. They've got three first-round draft picks. That's more than enough to make a play for Deshaun Watson. What do you think about Deshaun Watson in Philly?
Well, if you're the Eagles, if I'm the Eagles, I would think it's something you want to do, or you want to at least really strongly look into. But are you really just done with Jalen Hurts? Like, are you really done with checking that out? And I understand when you say Deshaun Watson, Jalen Hurts, yes. But that is three first-round picks that you're taking away to get Deshaun Watson. And are you sure that you can't win the way you want to win with Jalen Hurts and more talent around him? That's the thought. I would make it, but I don't see Jalen Hurts every day.
I think it's a no-brainer if you're Philly that you make that move if it does indeed present itself. And I think if you're the Texans, this is best-case scenario. Because now the Texans, they've drafted Davis Mills. Regardless of what people think of that draft pick and what people think of him as a quarterback, they clearly think highly of him and think he has a high enough ceiling to be a factor in the future moving forward for the Houston Texans. And they could use the ones next year. They could use all of the first-round draft picks that you know will be next year or could possibly be next year. And the other thing is they don't need a side piece quarterback because of Davis Mills. Right, I think if you really look at a deal with Philly, you got to be a believer in Jalen Hurts being that side piece quarterback coming to Houston. And I don't know that this particular staff would be real excited about that quarterback being part of the deal. Now, it can be if you want it to be, but right now you have Davis Mills, so you don't need that quarterback, so you could get additional draft capital down the road in the future from Philly. I think that is best case scenario would be if Philly got real aggressive in their pursuit of Deshaun Watson at some point in time, if he can get this these lawsuits put behind him. Now, there's also one other team, which is one of the OGs, one of the original teams that was involved and has been involved in the Deshaun Watson potential trade market, and that's the Miami Dolphins, right? The draft has come and gone. They surrounded Tua at this point with weapons, not surrounded, but gave him a few more weapons. They signed Will Fuller. They've made some moves offensively to give whoever their quarterback is some weapons, show, and they've got one first-round pick in 2022, and they've got two first-round picks in 2023. A little bit further out in the future, if the Texans were to make a trade, those 2023 first-round draft picks, but they are there. You got to think Miami is awfully interested and could possibly get aggressive in pursuing Deshaun Watson. They won 10 games last year. Show,
I think
Miami's a real possibility, man.
Well, I think a deal would have been done with Miami had there not been the other stuff around Deshaun Watson. I think a deal would have been done. I think when I think about these two things that we just discussed, these two teams, boy, if the Texans get into a position where Deshaun Watson is able to be traded, you really want Philadelphia to be involved in it.
Sure.
You need Philadelphia, even if that's not where you where you end up trading them, because it seems like they have the most ammunition.
Yeah. And drive if they're the price involved, up, right?
Yeah, to drive, because that's the big thing. John McClain has said that to get a bunch of teams together who are going after it. Now, you've lost some teams because the Bears are out, the several, Niners yeah. are out. But you can still get some of those teams. And if the Eagles are involved, those teams know, well, we got to put together something that that could at least stand up with three first-round picks. So
Let me tell you what else is sexy about this one, Show. If you like quarterback competitions, this one's – Miami's intriguing as a trade partner for possibly getting Deshaun Watson, a trade partner with the Texans down the road. We're talking about if Deshaun gets these – lawsuit settled at some point this year. There are two teams, Philly and Miami, that have the draft capital to make a serious push. The reason I like Miami, Show, is obviously they have that draft capital. But if the deal did indeed involve a side piece quarterback, which would be Tua, I'm here for a Tua Davis Mills competition for the future quarterback for the Texans. Neither one of them may work out, but I tell you what, both of them are very highly rated prospects coming out of high school and coming out of college, obviously. That would be a hell of a competition. In fact, I believe that those were the two finalists in the Elite 11 back in 2017, I guess it was.
That is correct.
Those two went head-to-head in the Elite 11. It would be fun in Houston to go to training camp every day and watch those two quarterbacks compete their ass off. So, obviously, it starts with the trade capital. Philly's got a boatload of it. Miami has enough. And I would be here for the Tua Mills quarterback competition.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Set, red 22. Hut, hut, hut. I got a quick question for you, man. The Texans drafted Davis Mills, the quarterback out of Stanford, in the third round in this past weekend's draft. And there's a lot of question marks around Davis Mills of what he can or he can't do. Another quarterback in this draft that went, I believe, number 15 overall in New England was Mac Jones, right? We all know Mac Jones played at Alabama. Mac Jones had took the field every Saturday with far superior talent surrounding him. If you put Davis Mills, what you've seen of Davis Mills, if you put Davis Mills, the Stanford quarterback the Texans just drafted, if you put him in Alabama's offense – for the last year and a half, 2 years, where do you think Davis Mills stacks up in his quarterback class in 2021?
I think his numbers would obviously be better because he's throwing and has more talent around him. I don't necessarily know that I believe that he I don't know that I necessarily believe that he would be right up there in the same way that we look at Mac Jones. I think there is a bit of an injury concern as well. And I don't think he's as consistent as Mac Jones has been. But I bet he'd have a higher grade. I bet he'd be more a second round guy, early second round guy, maybe late first round guy. But I'm not sure that he was as consistent as Mac Jones.
Show, I think when you make some good points, but I think he would be knocking on Trevor Lawrence. I think he would have been the second rated quarterback in this draft.
Really?
Yes. I think you give him
Zach Wilson like.
Well, that position, yes. Yeah. He would not. They're not. They don't play the same style of ball.
Yeah.
But you put Davis Mills in Mac Jones' position. Davis Mills is far more talented than Mac Jones. When you talk about like the ability to spin the rock around the park, like the arm talent and the arm strength and things of that nature. I don't know about the processing. There takes a lot of film study, and I need some one-on-one across the table from a guy before you start saying you start splitting hairs with who processes better, who's the smarter quarterback. But just from a skill standpoint, you put Davis Mills in Alabama's offense, receivers creating a ton of separation. And
so basically you're saying he'd be a top five pick
in
your mind.
Yes.
If he played at Alabama.
Yes. I believe this year, wow, Davis Mills would have been a top five pick. I believe top 10 pick this year. I firmly believe that. I think here's the deal. I think Trevor Lawrence is the only guy this year that should have been a top 10 pick. The other ones there's question marks around all of them. They're raw. Their rolls of the dice. I'm just not a guy to roll the dice in the top 10.
If that's the case, then, the Texans got beyond a steal.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
I just think if you surround him with that kind of show, I don't think, think about the advantages Mac Jones had. The pocket that he lived in was 90% of the time clean as you could imagine. The routes that we had a great play caller. The routes that he drew up were what Sarkisian drew up were tremendous. The separation that the receivers consistently created was unbelievable. I'm not taking anything away from Mac Jones. I love what he did with his crew, and I ain't knocking him by any means for playing with a great supporting cast, but his quarterback life has been significantly less difficult, because it's never easy, but less difficult than anybody in the league, anybody in the game. Tua's was the same way. I mean, let's be honest. Tua's was the same exact way. When they decided to open up that offense and put that talent that Saban recruits around those quarterbacks, it was game over. They'll never have it that lucky again. And I think Davis Mills is more talented than Mac Jones. Physically.
Wow.
Physically. Now, we'll see mentally whether he can handle an NFL playbook. But I think he's physically more talented. Definitely more arm talent. Blue 80. Easy. White 90. Show, I just looked up at the TV here, and there were some trades out there. Right now, if you're just now tuning in, Aaron Rodgers, the Green Bay Packers quarterback, word on the street is he's still holding out. He doesn't want to return to the Packers. He wants out. He wants a trade, right? So I look up, and my man Marcus Spears and his company, Dan Orlovsky and Mina Kimes, they're throwing out trade possibilities. And I don't want to get too far off in the weeds with those possibilities, but I do like the destinations. I want to know what you think about these guys. Spears had Aaron Rodgers being traded to the Saints. I don't get caught up in the package, but what would you like? I mean, how beautiful would it be to see Aaron Rodgers in a Sean Payton offense?
I would love to see Aaron in any of those those offenses with elite coaching, like with elite head coaching. And maybe Matt LaFleur is an elite head coach because he's done a really good job with that offense in the last couple of years. But
well, that looks like it's ran its course.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah, to see him with guys like Sean Payton or Andy Reid, like any of those really elite, Kyle Shanahan, yep, Sean McVay, that would be a lot of fun to watch those minds come together.
Spears had a Saints trade mixed up, which I'd love to see him with Sean Payton. Dan Orlovsky had a Miami Dolphins trade crafted up for Aaron Rodgers, and Mina Kimes had a Denver Broncos trade crafted up for Aaron Rodgers, the current Green Bay Packers quarterback. I would go Saints, Broncos, Dolphins if I had to pick from those teams in terms of where I would like to see Aaron Rodgers go. Aaron Rodgers and Sean Payton in New Orleans with that crew.
That would be interesting to watch.
That'd be fun to watch.
The chairman and CEO, Cal McNair, he spoke to the media today and gave his thoughts about potentially when fans could return. You don't want to miss what he had to say coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
Cal McNair, he spoke to the media today and he got a question about, what they're looking at in terms of fans, how many fans can they get back to having a full house. at NRG. This was Cal McNair.
Well, we're selling tickets now, so hopefully we're going as if it's going to be a full stadium, and we're looking forward to having our fans in there, having all the excitement of the games that the fans come to enjoy, both before the game and during the game. So we're looking forward.
That's Cal McNair earlier talking about they're looking forward to – they're selling tickets already, trying to hopefully get to a point. Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, earlier said, yeah, we're looking to hopefully have all our fans in the stands coming up this season. Clint, we got a lot of texts from people saying that they don't that they wouldn't be going to the games. These things aren't going to be sold out. That NRG, nobody's going to want to go to these games. All right, Clint, you're from Baytown. You've lived in Houston, Texas. You're born and raised here. Do you think there is any way that if the Texans have the ability to sell every ticket for NRG in a game this year, that the Houston Texans won't sell out NRG?
I think the Houston Texans will sell out NRG come hell or high water. They've never had to sell a ticket since the first year of existence. They've never had to sell a ticket. I don't think that that COVID-19 or the dumpster fire that the Texans have been the last 6 months is going to keep them from selling out again. That's a testament to where we live. That's a testament to the state of Texas. It's a testament to the city of Houston, and the fan base that's as passionate. That's why we hear from them positively and negatively every day. But that's also why, come hell or high water, they're tailgating at NRG and they're in the stands watching the Houston Texans wearing their Texans gear. I mean, look,
even if how bad it's been. A whole Easter show. Thing. Deshaun wants out. The Deshaun saga. Everything without his bet, 4-12.
They've had the first draft pick in the NFL draft 3 times since this team was established. And they've never had to sell a ticket. Every home game has been sold out. Now, maybe I'm wrong in COVID-19 and the Deshaun Watson fallout has turned enough people off. And I think it has turned a lot of people off.
That's what the text line is giving you.
No, look, I think it's turned a lot of people off. I really do. But I don't believe that it's put the Texans in a position where they're not going to sell out. Now, will butts be in the seats? I don't know if all their corporate tickets that they sell and the corporations give away or use for their employees, I don't know that they're going to be able to get every single butt filled. But I hate to tell you, last year it was sold out every game. And before COVID-19, it was sold out every game. And we went, and no, there wasn't a butt in every seat, but it was an official sellout every single game.
Even when they had David Carr, even when they
single game since from Jump Street, it's been sold out. I mean, look, I'm not minimizing what Cal McNair has allowed the Texans to turn into as of late. I think it's awful. I think the way that they've conducted business has been awful, top to bottom, and it's created a dumpster fire. I mean, it's ugly as you could imagine. And with COVID-19 compounded by the Deshaun Watson allegations, this may be the first time in Texans history where there's not a home sellout. I just don't think it's going to happen. I think we live in a state where football rules, football is king, and I think there's going to be just as many people that are excited. They've been on that list forever, and they see this as an opportunity. Now I can get my season ticket. There's going to be as many of those individuals. We've heard from them. What Tony called biggest.
Tony called in with fired up. I think there are a lot more Tonys.
And you're talking – Tony's not just a Texans fan. She's been on that list waiting for her to – guess what? She's a big Deshaun Watson fan too. So you're talking about double whammy.
Huge
the,
one.
The organization's an absolute dumpster fire, and her quarterback's looks like he's going to be on his way out. And she is absolutely stoked about season tickets.
Now, Larry, on the other hand.
There you go. You got one extreme or the other.
Yeah.
I think there's more people on Tony's side of the fence than there are on Larry's. I just, both of them are as passionate as you could imagine from one extreme to the other. But I believe that there are, and smart, look, this is an opportunity for people that have never been able to get season tickets. You can get your hands on them now. And they're
maybe.
And eventually,
maybe.
And eventually, they're going to turn the corner, and you're going to have your hands on a hot item. And so this is going to create an opportunity for many of people in the state of Texas, in Houston, Texas, that love to watch football Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that put on their gear and support their home team. And I think more of Houston overall and Texas overall to think that this is going to cause the Texans to have their first home game that wasn't a sellout. I just don't think it'll happen.
713-572-4610. Will NRG have a sellout? With everything that's happened with the Texans, do you still believe NRG would sell out? Would you be going to these games? I call many of you on the text line liars.
One of them called me classless. You better be calling that one a liar.
Someone just said Clint's on crack.
Okay, well, circle back.
Yeah, I support my Texans this year and every year. No way. Nobody's going to those games. No one wants to go to that stupid S. Nobody wants to go. I'd rather watch high school football. If you support this team, you're the problem. I call liars.
I love those people. If you support this team, you're the problem.
I call liars. Listen, sports fans are the biggest liars to themselves. You know how many, I bet you many of you have said, oh, I'm done. I'm absolutely done. If you did, I'm out, I'm done. No, you're not.
Don't do it. The tailgate is too fun.
No, but they can't. You can't do it. You can't quit your team. You can't. I mean, it's got to be serious circumstances.
Financially.
Financial or really something that has just really hit your belief system so much that you just can't. All right, I call you liars because they have it. Because let them jokers win. Let them start the season out 2-2, Clint. First off, I call you liars. If you spend the time to text in at this radio station about a team you hate, your ass would be at that game if you had an opportunity to get tickets. You're texting in. You're spending your time texting at a radio station. Your ass would be at that stadium if you could get tickets. So I call, if they start out 2-2, everybody be, all right, well, Nick's getting it together.
Here we go.
Hell,
yeah.
Man,
yeah.
Listen to Rod Taylor. Like, come on, man, you be there.
I'm with you. You know what? You don't have to convince. I think they're going to be there any way it goes.
Now we're getting some in. Now, ride or die. You roll with them.
That's Houston, bro. That's ultimately, I'm telling you. There's your casual fans out there that only care when it's convenient and when it's in season, and there's your passionate fans that care at literally a week after the season's over and you finished okay and it's time to move on to the Rockets and the Astros. I get it. There's two different level fans, but ultimately the city of Houston's going to ride or die with the Texans. Come hell or high water. Deshaun Watson. It's just the reality of it.
So what Texan said, I'm out until Nico Collins gets a 70-yard touchdown and I'm back in.
What are you going to do when Nico Collins catches an alley-oop on the crossbar?
All right, let's hear it. Sean, full line. Sean, go ahead, man. What's your thoughts? Do you think it's going to sell out? And if you had an opportunity, would you still go out there and support the Texans?
You know, I don't know whether or not they'll sell out. My feeling is that they absolutely will, basically based on the comments that y'all have already made. I mean, we've had some really hard seasons over the years, and they've sold every game out. There might not be butts in all the seats like y'all were saying, but I can tell you this. I can't wait for next Thursday when they release that schedule and we know who's playing at home, and I can guarantee you that my bride and I will be at least two games, if not three or four, and pray to God that we don't have to wear them damn masks while we're in there. But we will be all over coming into those games and can't wait to tailgate and get back to it with our friends.
That's your team, Sean. There you go.
Let's have a cold Coors Light in the parking lot before they kick off, baby.
Listen, I'm not there, Sean. If you disagree, that's fine. We'll get to you. Leslie, go ahead. Would you be at the game if you had an opportunity to go support the Texans?
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead, Leslie. Would you? Yeah, go ahead.
Hi. Actually, I'm kind of like not sure right now. I've had season tickets the whole time, and I got really excited for after the draft. But I can tell you that I sat in my seat by myself with my daughter in 2017 with a when the season tickets were sold out with pretty much tons of empty rows. So I don't think that they're going to be full this year. They might sell the seats maybe, but they're not going to be full if they're not good, because I think there are too many Fairweather fans.
All right, appreciate the call, Leslie.
Yeah, shout out to you for taking your daughter there during tough times when not everybody else isn't going. That's big time. I see you, momming on a whole nother level, man. Look, I think there's, with the exception of maybe Green Bay, I mean, every franchise in the NFL, or hell, every program in college that sells out, there's empty seats in the stadium, man. Not every game in college, because college is a different monster, but I guarantee you, there, every pro franchise, there are empty seats in the stadium on just random given Sundays. If it's not a monster game or a playoff game, there's seats. A sellout's a sellout. They don't care if they show up.
Maybe Davis Mills gets you out there. The third round pick. But here is the thought with Davis Mills. Is the Texans drafting him, should that mean they should not be looking at drafting a quarterback if they have a top five pick next year? Is he that good? We'll discuss that next.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
A lively crowd today here on Clint Sterner and the show. And Clint, let's get down to it, because we had a draft expert on yesterday, Trevor Sikkema, and he had this to say. He said, Clint, Davis Mills, he's not the type of quarterback that would stop you from drafting another quarterback if you had a top five pick. So a lot of people think the Texans are going to be rough. If you missed Robert Flores of MLB Network, he was on with us at around 2:35. You can use that Odyssey Rewind to hear him back. He said he believes the Texans will have the number one pick in the draft next year. And if you have a top five pick, Trevor said Davis Mills is not the type of quarterback that would prevent you from drafting a quarterback in the top five if the season goes the way that many people project the season to go for the Texans. You agree with that?
No, I don't. I think it's way too early to make those kind of assumptions, that Davis Mills is not going to be a quarterback in this league. I mean, the fact of the matter is I don't like him for the Texans. I don't like the pick for the Texans. I'll be completely honest. First pick of the 2021 draft is early in the third round. Texans have voids everywhere. They take a quarterback. I don't like that approach. But if you look at Davis Mills, just in a vacuum, as is he a good, or does he have potential to be a very good starter in this league? And the answer is yes. I mean, the kid physically can play the game and make every single throw on the field, as you see quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks in this league all year long. Now, is he Mahomes? No. Is he Aaron Rodgers? No. It's not that's not what we're saying. I'm saying the talent, the physical talent is there for this kid to have been a first round draft pick. Can he stay healthy? Another question. Can he be consistent, because you've only seen a small sample size? Another question. No problem concern. No doubt concerns. But you're talking about a guy that has a very high ceiling physically. So can he play quarterback at this level and be a starter in the NFL? Absolutely he can. Can a quarterback be a guy that in a year that's drafted in the third round that has potential, has an upside of, let's say, second or first round pick had he gone back to school, according to his college coach and according to a lot of evaluators? Does that guy have the ability within a year to convince an organization, not by chirping and talking, but by what he does on a daily basis, the way he can process the game and play the game between the ears, his level of readiness to run a pro offense? Absolutely he can. It's not likely, because hell, it's not likely that first rounders succeed. But is it possible? Yes. Is there an opportunity? Yes. I'll tell you what else, show. This is the most, I should have mentioned this right out of the gate. The things that I've heard from and about Davis Mills since he was drafted by the Houston Texans are exactly the things that you want to hear if you're concerned whether a kid can or can't succeed. He comes on the radio with us right here on Sports Radio 610, the draft coverage. First thing he says, without hiccup, with no hesitation, the one word that describes me is winner. I love it. I love the confidence. I love that no matter what kind of question is posed to him, his answer is, hey, man, I'm a winner. No matter what I'm facing, I'm a winner. After talking to draft analyst John Harris, after hearing his coach here on Sports Radio 610, David Shaw, Stanford's head coach, who was with Davis Mills for 3 years, I walk away going, he's a winner, he's a leader, and most importantly, his poise is through the roof. Poise, whether we're talking about in the pocket, weathering the chaos that is the NFL, or poise in the locker room when you're weathering the chaos and the adversity that is a dysfunctional organization. Poise is absolutely major. And show the one thing that all the greats have. There's several things that they have individually that allow them to be successful. But the one thing that they all have, they all share, they all have in common is unbelievable poise. And I think when you talk to people or you watch him play, you walk away with this cat right here is a poised young man. He's a poised young quarterback. And so I'm pretty hesitant to just say he has no chance being future for the Texans.
As we're discussing here, is Davis Mills the type of quarterback that would prevent you, if you're the Texans, you have a top five pick next year, which a lot of people think the Texans season will go that way, and I'm one. Would he prevent you from drafting quarterback again in the top five? And for him to be able to prevent you, Clint, I mean, he's got to do a lot of work.
No question.
He's got to have, to me, like, he's got to show something like Justin Herbert. For me to just say, because if you look at the scenario that...
Damn, he's got to go be a Pro Bowler?
I mean, he's got to really put me in my tracks to say, all right, flat out, I know. Because if you look at the scenario is, they will most likely, if I had to put money on it, I would think that Deshaun Watson will be able to be traded. If I had betting odds, I think he'll be able to be traded. Then to that point, you would have multiple first-round picks. And to me, you got multiple first-round picks. You don't look in potentially a quarterback. If you don't look into it, especially if one of those multiple first-round picks are in the top five, you don't seriously look at trying to bring a franchise quarterback in. He would have had to have just blown you completely away to where you can see and you have no thought process of if this guy can lead me to a championship. Is he good enough to get me to a championship? That's to me what he's got us to show for me to say I've got multiple first round picks, which means I can help myself multiple times in the first round to say one of those isn't going to be a quarterback. All right. And I know that there's no Trevor Lawrence in this draft right now, but we'll see. You've got to at least take a look and say, can I get better at the most important position on the field? I got a top five pick. Can I get better there? Like you have to make you say to yourself, I don't have to answer that question.
Yep.
He's got to put together, he can't be Tua. Like he's got to put together a season where you, without a shadow of a doubt, because you don't always, I mean, even though the Texans have had three first, number one overall picks, but you don't always get that high.
Yeah.
And you just got to make sure.
I don't see that. The one part of the formula for me or the equation for me is that there is no Trevor Lawrence. Right, and our conversation stems from a draft analyst coming on, a draft expert, and he's not the only one. There's several of them saying, you know, that the Texans should draft Spencer Rattler next year. Right, Spencer's no Trevor Lawrence. If there were a Trevor Lawrence out there who for the last 2 years has won national titles and been on the big stage and has been slated the next coming, okay, then I probably wouldn't hesitate to say, hey, Davis Mills, you got about 6 months, partner. If you don't get it done, Trevor Lawrence is our guy, right? But the fact of the matter is there is no Trevor Lawrence. There's nowhere near a Trevor Lawrence, right? The only thing that to me, regardless of your quarterback situation, the only thing that could happen this season in college football that's going to force a team in the top five to make crazy moves to get a quarterback is if one of these kids pulls a Joe Burrow or a Zach Wilson. I mean, there's no lock top 10 draft pick coming out next year. The Howell kid at North Carolina is really good. He's the one I like. Spencer Rattler's sexy. He's got a whip now, but he's got a lot of college ball to play and a lot to prove in a season before any franchise goes, yep, I want him top 10.
I've seen two way too early draft boards that have him going number one to the Texans.
Yeah, I don't see it. And even if I did, the point is that you put all of these factors into play here. I just think everybody should pump the brakes on saying that this Davis Mills kid could not, over the next year, position himself to where the Texans go, hey, we're going to roll the dice with them first-round draft picks that we get in a Deshaun Watson deal. We're going to roll those dice with different players.
And ours.
Whoever rises to that level of that caliber player in the draft. It's not that I think Davis Mills is the first coming by any means. I don't want to overhype the kid. He's a third-round draft pick with injury problems in a small sample size of film. But I also don't want to sit here and act like just because it's a new year and a new draft, we should just throw a bunch of quarterbacks to the top 10. That's silly.
No, I mean, I think with the truly start of the rebuild, the true rebuild to me won't start until you know who your franchise quarterback is going to be. Right. And that's truly when it will really begin to me. And I think in the next couple years, the Texans have to establish that. Now, it may not be
sure,
you don't know who it is.
Agreed.
But they have to establish a point where, all right, this is who is going to be our franchise quarterback. Right. And to me, Davis Mills, could he be that? Yes. But he has got to do a whole lot. And I said, and I used it, someone texted and said, Justin Herbert. Yeah, he's shocked. It's got to be something that would, if you got the number one overall pick and you could, or the number two or three, and you could pick anybody in the draft, someone texted and said they should go pass rusher. Right. But if you don't have your franchise quarterback established and you don't know for a shadow of a doubt that I got somebody who I truly believe can give me a chance to win a Super Bowl, then you can't go pass rusher.
For sure, all you got to do, that's all you got to do is feel this time next year, or let's not this time, because right before the draft, leading up to the draft next year, all you got to do to make sense of it is feel better about Davis Mills and what he can do in the NFL than a crapshoot of a quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? Ultimately, it's like all they got to do is feel better about Davis Mills than they do Spencer Rattler, who right now, Spencer Rattler's a roll of the dice. I mean, hell, he's so easily frustrated at the college level right now. I don't know if he can make it happen at the college level.
Yeah,
he's a talented dude, but so all they got to do is in a year's time be convinced, and a lot of that may take place behind closed doors. In fact, 90% of it will take place behind closed doors.
Great text here. Mills will have to blow you away like Russell Wilson did back in his rookie year. I would agree with that. Russell Wilson drafted in the third round.
To pass on Spencer Rattler? We're not talking about Trevor Lawrence,
guys. We don't know what quarterbacks are going to be there. We don't know how good they were going to be. But, yes, for instance, we didn't know Zach Wilson was going to be this guy, and I know you're not a huge lover of Zach Wilson. But if there is a Zach Wilson that appears in this draft, or if there is a Justin Fields who appears in this draft, or there is a Trey Lance who appears, like the kid from Liberty, Malik, what's his last, Lewis or Gaines? Or
I think it's Willis.
Yeah, Willis, way off. But that kid grows, like Davis Willis has to impress the hell out of you to make you say, I don't have to think about.
Boy, these names.
What
really
I call, did I?
Davis Willis.
I put names in Malik. Davis Mills.
Is it Malik Willis?
Yeah, Malik Willis. Davis Mills is going to have to impress the hell. You know the hell I'm talking about. He's going to have to impress the hell out of you to say, nope, I'm not even going to think about Spencer Rattler. I'm blowing him up. Spencer Rattler or Malik Willis. Or he's just going to have to do a ton to make you say, I'm not thinking about those guys. I'm this third-round pick,
we're
I'm
just
not
gonna
thinking
have to
about
disagree it. On that one. I'm looking at Russell Wilson's number from that take. He was 11-5. Started 16 games in 2012, was 11-5, completed 65% of his balls, 26 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. That is impossible in Houston with given what's surrounding him.
Yeah,
it's impossible.
But it doesn't have to necessarily be the record or the you can see a guy even on a bad team. You can see guys that say, "Okay, like Joe Burrow." Joe Burrow was not on a good football team, but you could watch Joe Burrow and say, "Okay, you got something."
Right.
You got something. We understand what's around him, but, man, you got something. He puts together something like Herbert. What do they win, 5 games? You don't come away from that thinking that cat's not going to be a franchise quarterback. If you're the Chargers, if you're a Chargers fan, you got to feel really good about Justin Herbert and look at him and think, we got something. We made the right pick. We made the right pick. Well, the Dolphins won 10 games. I don't think they look at Tua like that.
No, they don't, and that's exactly why you don't do it. I mean, that's exactly why it's not real difficult to get to a point where there's not a clear-cut top 10 quarterback that is at the, that you feel – now, if they feel really, really good about the franchise quarterback and this is our guy, well, yeah. I mean, I doubt Davis Mills is going to play well. He's not even going to be given the opportunity to play well enough to have that conversation about – hell, he may be inactive. I mean, that's – if there's a surefire lock, this guy's a franchise quarterback in the league moving forward and he checks every box, then, yeah, you'd be a fool not to take him. I just don't think that's going to be the case. And so that's where the conversation has to start. To me, it has to revolve around the quality of quarterback that's going to be available. And I think the conversation should be between Davis Mills and the quarterbacks that are going to be available, not just generally speaking, do you take a quarterback with the number 2 overall pick or the number 1 or number 3 overall pick after picking a guy third round? There's more to it to that. I don't see, I think it's just as likely that Davis Mills impresses enough, whether he plays or not, impresses enough to where they go elsewhere with their first round pick next year. I think that is highly likely, given how highly they think of him right now, right?
Yeah.
And given the fact that college quarterbacks next year is going to be a weak draft
as we sit right now. But I'm just saying he's going to have to blow you away. Someone said the rebuild has already started. It has started, but the rebuild won't really start until you have your franchise quarterback.
Yeah. I believe it's on the other guy. Like, I believe it's on whoever's going to be drafted early next year in the first round. If they blow the Texans away with whatever they do in college in 20, because they hadn't done it to this point. If they do it in 2021, then
I'm not suggesting that you just take a quarterback no matter what. I covered the Chiefs and they had the number 1 overall pick. They were sitting there with Geno Smith and EJ Manuel. They went with Eric Fisher. Made sense. Understood. There's not a quarterback. You don't have to do that. But I'm just saying Davis Willis is going to. Davis Mills is going to have to really blow you away.
No question.
To make you say, I'm good at quarterback. Even though I got a top 5 pick, I'm good at quarterback and I can move on somewhere else.
Agreed. But my point, Show, is that
my
point is it doesn't have to be Russell Wilson 11-5 on the field.
No, he could
be inactive for half the season. And at practice and behind closed doors and in the locker room, very easily prove to the organization that he's worth giving a shot to be the future guy here. It's not going to take 11-5 record. Hell, if it was going to take that, he'd be passed out.
He should get a statue. They go 11-5. He should get a damn statue.
Right. I'm just saying it's not as like when I hear somebody say no way should they let's look at the entire situation here. And it's not that unlikely. I don't think it's likely to happen, to be completely honest with you. Given the circumstances of what he's going to have to deal with over here, he would have to be Superman to prove to this staff that he's the future quarterback. It's not likely, but I'm pretty hesitant to go, oh, well, one of these college kids right now that a week ago nobody gave a rip about.
Yes, which is true. But what you would say the last 2 years, if a Joe Burrow or Zach Wilson – emerge like it's happened the last 2 years, that kid would have to do a ton
yeah
to to make you say, I'm not going to draft one of those guys.
You're right. Joe Burrow, quarterback, a team to the best offensive performance that we've ever seen in college football. If that happens, you probably have to consider it. Zach's a different deal.
Just shout out to
I think Zach's mama's hot. I think that's – and really worked Tyler up. That was the best.
Oh, yeah.
The CEO and chairman of the Houston Texans had a lot to talk about with fans in the stands and – his feelings about Nick Caserio, his new general manager. We'll let you hear that coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.